Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Blog Talk Radio and welcome to Ministering God's Way. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Triplett, joining you live from Starkville, Mississippi. Ministering God's Way is brought to you by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. Today's topic is miracles, signs, and wonders in the Holy Ghost. How many of you are expecting a miracle? I am expecting a miracle, so believe in God, in Christ Jesus, and he will make a way. Amen. Amen. Our scripture is coming from the 16th chapter of the book of Mark. That is the 16th chapter of the book of Mark. And if you would turn to me with me to that 16th chapter of St. Mark. Mark, the 16th chapter and the 17th verse reads, "And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues." Verse 18, "They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." Oh, Heavenly Gracious Father, we come thanking you right now, Father, for you are the bread of life, for the word of God. We thank you, Lord, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we know that beside you there is none other. You are the author and finisher of our faith. You are the great I am, the miracle worker. There's so many miracles that you wrought, Father God, and so many signs and wonders. And you said in your word, Father God, that your disciples, we would do greater works. And you said, greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. So, Father God, let us utilize that power, that Holy Ghost power that is in us, Father God, that you have blessed us with, Father God, and that we might go forth in the name of Jesus, that we may cast out those devils in the name of Jesus, that we may take up serpents, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and that we, Father God, may cast out devils in the name of Jesus and speak with new tongues, and that if we drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt us, and we lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover in the name of Jesus Christ. We say thank you, Lord. God is an awesome God. He is so worthy of all the glory, of all the honor, all the praise. It belongs to him. Jesus Christ is his name. When I think of the goodness and all think of his goodness and all that he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, amen. Because Jesus is the great I am, and I tell you, he is a miracle worker. And today we're talking about miracles, signs, and wonders. Jesus had performed so many miracles in his life, and one of the greatest miracles, I believe, was when they rolled the stone away, and the sepulcher, when they removed this, rolled away the stone, he was no longer there in the name of Jesus, because he had got up with power, power from on high, from God. He had ascended into heaven and was seated at the right hand of God. And so this is the power that he allows us to have, that Holy Ghost power. And he got up, and so therefore we can get up. We can, he said, lay hands on the sick as well. They shall recover. Just like when the woman touched the hem of his garment, and she was made whole, we can do the same thing because we have that Holy Ghost power. And so when we're looking around and looking and noticing the miracles, signs, and wonders that Jesus wrought, and he told us in his word that we would be able to perform those same miracles, then we should be able to see the sick being recovered. Amen, in the name of Jesus. I know there was a man of God who testified at Calvary Apostolic Church last week, and how the Lord had delivered him from, gave him a cancer-free report. He had gone to the doctor, and he had came, but went and found, they found some spots, and then they had ran some more tests, and they said that those spots had dissipated in the name of Jesus. See, we have to utilize the power that is in us, and we have to first believe that Jesus Christ is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him, and that his word will not return back unto him void. He is not a man that he is should lie. He performs miracles, signs, and wonders, and he told us that we would do greater works. Amen? And he said it was greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. So we should be seeing more people being recovering from the sick. I know another woman of God, I spoke with her on Monday of this past week. She said, you know, her legs were swollen, and that day she woke up and she was able to walk. She hadn't been able to walk, and so the Lord had touched her body, and her foot was swollen. The swollenness had gone down, and she was able to walk, and she was feeling really good. And she wanted to give her testimony on today. However, she was unable to do so, and so we share that testimony with you. Jesus Christ, he is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, and he changeth not. But we first must believe. We must believe that God will do just what he said he's going to do. And if he is the same yesterday, that means if he got up with all power, and he said that if we repent of our sins and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of our sins, he said we shall then what? Receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And that's what the speaking of tongues, that's what Mark, the 16th chapter, is talking about in the 17th verse, saying that we should speak with new tongues. Amen. So you should be speaking in a new, with a new language, a heavenly language. Amen. I know my husband had gone to the doctor on two occasions and had two different tests, and everything was negative. Praise our God, because Jesus Christ, He is a healer. Amen. He is our Jehovah Nisi. He is our healer. Amen. And so He is not only our provider, Jehovah Jireh, but He's our Jehovah Nisi. Amen. He is our healer. He is more than the world could ever be to us. Amen. He's whatever you need Him to be. He is the great I Am. And so these miracle signs and wonders should be following not only you, but you should see them amongst the men and women of God, among the apostles in the body of Christ, the disciples. Amen. These were the apostles. They were the disciples of Jesus Christ. Nobody had believed Mary, the Magdalene, that the woman that Jesus had cast seven devils out. She was the first one to witness that Jesus had risen. He had got up from the dead, and He rose with all power. She was the first, and no, she went and told people, and they did not believe. And then there were two other men that were shown that Jesus had rose. They did not believe. Then Jesus said, I must go and show myself to my disciples. And He sat with them, and He met with them, and He showed Himself to His disciples. And then He told them in the 16th chapter of Mark, you go into all the world, and you preach my gospel. He said, unto every creature. Amen. And He said, he that believeth, in Mark 16:16, He says, and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. So it is your faith that makes it possible. Because Jesus Christ says, without faith, it's impossible to please Him. Faith without works is dead. Amen. We must first believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and that He rose from the dead, and He got up with all power. And if once we believe that, and then we receive Him in our hearts, and then we take Him on in name and by being baptized in Jesus' name, then we will receive that same power. He says, and then the Holy Ghost, after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, ye shall have what? Power. He said, you will have power. These are all the things that we're talking about are in the Acts, the book of Acts. Read in the book of Acts from the first chapter on, and it talks about the Acts of the Apostles, and these were the acts, the miracles, the signs, and the wonders that were wrought. Amen? Jesus is still performing those same miracles today. And He's performing them in a lot of men and women of God. But we must exercise our faith, exercise that power that's within us, utilize that power that is within us. Don't let that Holy Ghost just be dormant and just quench the Spirit. The Bible doesn't want us to quench or grieve the Spirit. He wants us to be free, and to be free indeed, because He said, who the Son has set free is free indeed. Amen. So praise our God, because Jesus is a miracle worker. He performed so many signs when He turned water into wine at the wedding. Amen. He is a miracle worker that performs signs and wonders, His wonders to perform. He is not a lying wonder like Satan is a lying wonder. Jesus Christ, He is a wonder in my soul. Amen. He does awesome things, great things that no man, no one can ever do. And He says He's with you even to the end of the world. And a miracle is something supernatural, something divine that only can come from God. not Buddha and not any other God in the world. We're talking about the true and living God, and his name is Jesus Christ. Amen. Miracles, signs, and wonders in the Holy Ghost. We want to not be caught with our works undone. There are assignments that God has given us. And one of those assignments as a disciple of Christ is to teach. And he wants that word, his word, preached, he said, unto all the world. Amen. So they can find out about and learn of his goodness, learn of his healing power, miracle, miraculous power that we can share with others, not only teach others the word but share the word but and preach the word, but also utilize that word. So there are those that are sick, and that the ones that have this power can go and lay hands on them, and they shall recover. You know, it's sad when there's no power in the body of Christ. We are the church. The church is are the people. The edifice is the building that you go to. The sanctuary is the temple where you go, and you, the house of God, and you go to the house of God, and you go to worship him and come together and fellowship in one location. But the body of Christ is the church, and the people ought not to be hypocritical and sing about the life of Jesus, talk about the life of Jesus, but are not showing any signs following them. The signs should be following them that believe. Amen. God didn't just save us for us to be just little showpieces. He didn't just want us to be saved so he can put us on a pedestal and say, look at me. No. He said he came to serve. He wants us to be a servant, to minister unto others, which means servant. He didn't come to be served. He came to serve, and he wants us to do the same thing. We are to go and serve the sick and the shut in. We're supposed to let those women, like the woman that, like Jesus, cast out of Mary Magdalene, 7 demons. So people are in this world that have demons. And the ones, people, the individuals that are and have believed God's word, they have repented of their sins, they've been baptized in Jesus' name, they have the Holy Ghost, and they have power. You should be going out and casting those demons out in the name of Jesus, casting them out of those people, 7 demons. So others, so they might be saved. So just like when Mary Magdalene, those 7 demons was cast out of her, then they can see the power of God in you, and that they can say, what must I do to be saved? Because Mary Magdalene, she believed God. Amen. She was the one, the first to witness the miracle. And some of the greatest sinners make the best saints. She was the one that was the first witness, but she had 7 demons, but she ran out. She ran out to tell others. She was the first witness, and she was the one God used to go and spread the word. Amen. So don't tell me that a guy can't use a woman, and he will not use a woman, because he used a woman. Hey, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, when he rose from the dead and he got up. He let the woman be the witness. Hallelujah. The first witness in the name of Jesus. And he said, huh, go and tell others of my goodness. Go and tell. So men that don't believe, or women that don't believe God can use a woman to minister and preach the gospel, read Mark 16. Read the 16th chapter of Mark. Let's go to that scripture right now. And let's begin reading in the first verse of Mark 16. And when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, had brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, "Who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre?" And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in long white raiment, and they were affrighted. And he said unto them, "Be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go your way, tell his disciples and Peter, that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him, and he said unto you." And they went out quickly and fled from the sepulchre, for they trembled and were amazed. Neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid. Now when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils. And she went and told them that had been with him, as they mourned and wept. And they, when they had heard that he was alive and had been seen of her, believed not. My God. My God. What a mighty God we serve. God used a woman. He told her to do what? Let's read it in the 16th chapter and the 10th verse. And no, the 9th verse. Now let's go to the 10th verse. And she went and told them that had been with him, as they mourned and wept. And they, when they had heard that he was alive and had been seen of her, believed not. See, he was risen in the 9th verse, the first day of the week. He appeared first to Mary. He appeared first to her. He didn't appear to a man. He appeared to a woman. We must know that God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And he said in the last days he was going to pour out his spirit on all flesh. He said, "Your old men will dream dreams and your young will see visions." It's all flesh. Jesus is a miracle worker. He is full of compassion. He is full of love, and he is love. And he is all-powerful, omnipotent, and he's omnipresent, omniscient. And he is wanting us to allow others to tell of his goodness, to witness of his miracles, his signs, and his wonders. People are seeing in the last days, they're seeing gunned down in the streets. Where are the miracles, the signs, and the wonders? Don't be caught with your works undone. You ought to love the Lord. You ought to show some signs, some demonstrations of the Holy Ghost, and the power should be following you if you believe. Amen. Expect miracles. Not expect a miracle. Expect miracles, plural. Every day when you have rose and got up and saw another day, that's a miracle. Jesus Christ allowed you to see another day, and he has given you the breath of life. But we can't We don't want to be hypocritical, and we don't want to show just miracle signs and lying wonders. The devil can come up with magic. We're not talking about abracadabra. We're talking about miracles, signs, and wonders in the Holy Ghost. We're not talking about false prophecy. We're not talking about signs or false signs and false wonders, because there are false prophets in the world, and they will cast out devils in Jesus' name. And he said, you know what? He's called them workers of iniquity. He said he's going to tell them, depart from me, I never knew you. Miracles, signs, and wonders in the Holy Ghost. Amen? Let's get it right. The word of God is quick and it's powerful and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. Jesus' word is not always, it doesn't always come to make you feel good. It sometimes comes to hit you where it hurts, because God loves you so much. See, love can hurt because he hurt it when he died on the cross, but he had so much love for it. He went and endured the pain and the shame for you and for I. We don't want to be caught with our works undone. We don't want to be caught up in falsehood, false prophecy, and lying wonders. We don't want to be workers of iniquity. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He changes not. The same power that he has is the same power that you can have if you don't have it today. And if you have it and you've been sitting on it, sitting on your gift, get up off your seat and go and tell others of God's goodness. Go and lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. God gives you gifts, everyone's gift, a certain gift. He gives you a purpose and a plan for your life. He wants you to go and utilize those gifts, because you are a part of the body of Christ. Regardless of what your part is, go and do it, because he has a work for you to be doing. But you can expect those miracles also in these last days, because Jesus said he was going to come, he was going to glorify the church before he came back. And you will see, and you will continue to see miracles, signs, and wonders. In the last days, yes, perilous times have come, but you will see miracles and wonders in the Holy Ghost. And it's only for them that believe will have that power. And that's going to be the sifting between the tares and the wheat. And you can see, you will see the difference. And he's telling us, and he's saying, you choose. Is it going to be life? Or is it going to be death? Is it going to be blessing? Or is it going to be cursing? Jesus gives us a choice, a free will. He doesn't force himself on us, and he doesn't force his love on us. So when you begin and expect to see great miracles performed in your life and in others, and you're going to be a blessing to other people, go into the world. And don't worry about the sinner man. Walk in the newness of life. Walk in the expectancy of the eyes have not seen. Ooh, glory to God. Ears have not heard what God has in store for them that love him. Amen. Your mind will not be able to conceive what he is about to do in your life. Go in peace, in love, to serve the Lord. And know the end is not yet. These are the beginning of sorrow, but you can expect a miracle today. Believe in Christ Jesus. Repent of your sins. Be baptized in the name of Jesus. Walk in the power of the Holy Ghost. Go into all the world and preach the gospel unto every creature. and let them know that you serve a powerful, miraculous Savior, and his name is Jesus Christ. God bless you.